Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two right here on KMOX at your service. We're having some fun tonight, going all the way till 11 o'clock. That's right. All sorts of great stuff tonight here on KMOX. My name is Greg Damon, hanging out with you here on At Your Service. It is 9:06 right here in the heart of Mid-America. You know, folks, with the past couple of years, the way it's been with the pandemic, a lot of folks working from home, all sorts of stuff. You know, a lot of companies now are really concerned about turnover in the coming months, where folks been at home or thinking about that. Gartner Inc. survey found that 91% of human resource leaders are concerned about employee turnover in the coming months. And another survey found that 50% of employees hired in the past 12 months have received at least two additional job offers. It's getting tough out there for many companies to keep and keep their talent. If you have somebody good, they want to keep their talent. Denise Graziano, she is joining us here. She's an expert in talent management and communication strategy. Denise, thanks so much for joining us here on At Your Service on KMOX.
Pleased to be here with you, Greg.
So it is really getting to be an issue. A lot of folks that I know, or it seems like they are looking for other jobs. How does a company, we'll just kick it off. How does a company, you invest in your employees and you want to keep that talent in-house?
Well, you know, investing in the talent is a key part of that. People are looking for more than a paycheck these days. They're looking for flexibility. They're looking for opportunities for advancement, and they want to do work that makes them feel that they have been fulfilled.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's one thing I think anybody that that has a job, they want to make sure that they do a great job and feel fulfilled about that and felt like they've accomplished something for their employer.
Absolutely, and so it's part of the employer's role to make sure that there's a culture where people are all behind that mission and vision of a company, now more than ever, especially when people are considering leaving for other opportunities.
Yeah, especially being at home. I mean, more companies like my wife, you know, she gets to work from home most days. I think that's going to be a big perk for a lot of folks.
At this point, that is something that is a non-negotiable, that people want some part of their work week to be flexible in where they can work, whether it's home or place of their choosing. But there are some companies that are insisting employees return to the office depending on the industry. So, it's something that employers are considering on a case-by-case basis.
So if you're an employer, what do you do to acquire new talent?
It really starts with having a talent pool from which to draw. If you have openings that you already have, these people have already become familiar with your company vision, and they want to be a part of that that culture and that community. And you also have to remember that today you have to be a little bit more creative. The original talent pools that you may have drawn from aren't sufficient. You have to start cultivating talent earlier in colleges or in different places where they already congregate.
So I know there's a lot of the older workforce has kind of said, hey, you know what? I'm out. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with this. So we need to cultivate that younger talent coming in.
Absolutely. But, you know, the older workforce has so much value that companies cannot afford to lose the knowledge that they have. So a lot of times, one of the best things companies can do is to have a mentoring situation where the older ones are mentoring the younger ones and vice versa. The younger ones can also educate the older workers in perhaps different communication styles and media. So it can benefit everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Younger workers are much more technologically advanced than a lot of older workers. I'm just going to put myself right in there.
Absolutely. We can all learn something.
You're correct on that. So, you know, it's really kind of different the way the workforce is, because everybody's been kind of shuttered here the past couple of years.
The workforce has changed. It's really not going to go back 100% to the way it was. So companies need to adapt to that. They need to adapt to what the, not expectations, but the preferences of their employees may be. Just as much as companies need to pay attention to what their customer expectations are, because we can't lose sight of that, because they all tie together.
Now, let me ask you this about as far as employers go. I know that acquiring new talent, you're seeing hiring bonuses, you're seeing, other, I guess, perks or stuff that you never would have thought that companies would offer to attract new talent to their company. What about taking care of your worker that's stuck through you, but thick and thin?
And that's something they often lose sight of, Greg. You're right. You can't forget the people that have been there throughout this whole time, holding up whatever has been, propping up the people who have left along the way. So companies also need to keep focused on that and make sure that those people feel valued, appreciated, and they don't think of leaving next.
Yeah, and that's really something, I'll just go on my own experience. My wife works for a company, and they let most of the people go in her department, where she was about the only one left. She stuck through thick and thin, had her pay decrease, everything else. Now pay is starting to come back up. They're starting to hire more and more people, but her workload is like three times now.
Wow, and that's how you can drive good people away, because at some point there's a breaking point. You have to realize that you have to support the employees that you have, or you will be left with unqualified people in any role.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of folks, I don't care if it's a small company or a large company, that the folks that have been there for a long time need to be taken care of. You need to take care of your core people.
100%. You have to do that, and you have to set a tone that, it's unacceptable to take advantage of the good nature or the support that a long-term employee has given you. You really have to show them the appreciation and give them the opportunity to advance, especially if they've been there throughout the challenges.
Now, what kind of perks have you seen in the industry that companies are starting to, dole out for looking for talent?
Well, it really is a very flexible menu. I think the most successful companies are realizing that you can't have a single benefits package. It has to be something that is reflective of five generations of potential workers under the same organization. Not everybody has the same needs. If you've got younger workers, they might need college loans paid off. If you've got older workers, they might need elder care or some sort of retirement focus. So it really has to be something that's flexible and it appeals to all levels of workers.
Now, do you think that a lot of workers today are entertaining other offers as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a time when people are easily poached and brought into new roles. So it must be something where an employee also has to realize the grass is not always greener. I mean, really take stock of what you already have before running off to the next offer, just because it seems like it's going to be long-term better than what you have now.
Absolutely. Denise, I've got to do a little business here. Can you hang with me for a few more minutes, please?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. We are talking with Denise Graziano. She's an expert in talent management and communication strategy, talking about what's going on with companies trying to hire new people coming in there and what they're doing to take care of their folks that have been with them long term. Stick around, more to come on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next Level Listening. News Radio 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX. The voice of St. Louis.
Tuesday night in the heart of Mid-America. That's right. You're listening to At Your Service here on KMOX. My friends, 9:18 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And we are talking about companies and what they're doing with their workforce, trying to acquire new people to them. What they're concerned about, obviously, is finding enough talent, good people as well. And we have Denise Graziano. She is joining us here. She's an expert in talent management and communication strategy. Again, Denise, thanks so much for joining us on the program tonight.
Glad to be here, Greg.
So a couple things that that I wanted to talk about. We talked about companies trying to stay competitive. Obviously, wages are a big thing. We want to take care of our core people as well. But it seems to me that some of these companies now are kind of like a revolving door with, you know, losing people, trying to get new people in. It just seems like it's an endless cycle.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the companies that had that happen indicate to me is they're not using predictive data and analytics to help build more high-performing teams and get more right-fit hires the first time instead of having that revolving door.
No, absolutely. I mean, don't you think that that's really kind of creating a lot of problems for companies? Obviously, losing core people or losing talent, man, it's really tough because you're always playing catch-up.
You're always playing catch up. It's very stressful on the team that's left. It's very stressful on managers because they know they have to meet goals. And if you don't have the right people in the right seats to do that, there's stress. You miss targets. You miss on client deliverables. It creates strategic risks.
Yeah, you brought up a great point about the managers and stuff. Boy, it's got to be really hard to kind of forecast your future.
It does. And managers are going to be under so much pressure in this hybrid workplace environment because it is very difficult to lead hybrid teams. And so I think that companies need to invest in their mid-level managers in particular and give them the training to lead in this format, give them the emotional intelligence training and whatever it may be to help them to navigate this.
So, you know, we have here around my house, we have several fast food restaurants that really aren't even open all day. I mean, they may be open 4 or 5 hours and they say, hey, we can't get anybody here. We've tried to have hiring events. We've tried to do this. We've tried to do that. We can't get anybody to staff us.
I've heard a lot of fast food restaurants having the same challenges, and they've done things like offering iPhones as a signing bonus once they've been there for a little while, just to show up for an interview. It's very difficult when you can't even get people because they are exploring so many different opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. I want to throw this out to you. You know, this is a really hot topic that's going on right now. What about a lot of employers requiring vaccines or a vaccine card, or you're going to have a negative COVID test, you know, once a week or something like that? I mean, that's either got to sway you or deter you.
As a candidate?
As a candidate to come work there.
Absolutely. If you are looking for a role and that is not something you want to do, obviously you're going to avoid that position. But I was actually speaking to a group of CFOs last week, and that was by far the biggest concern that they had, is how to handle the vaccine mandates, because they're concerned about turnover and there's so much uncertainty around this rule because it's not quite yet final.
No, you're absolutely right. That's the key word right there, uncertainty about it, because I mean, there's so much information, good and bad. I mean, everybody has to sort through it. But as a company, you've got to be able to protect yourself.
Right. You need to be able to protect yourself. And if you have an environment where the employees are going to be with the public, then of course the vaccine mandates make more sense for certain industries. But if you've got a workforce that's 100% remote, well, then that's a consideration that you should take before you enact a mandate. You know, are those people really required to get it? And that's where the rule uncertainty comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have, remote half the time, they got to come in the office. I mean, it could be a big liability for companies.
It is. And that's why legal departments are constantly waiting for the final ruling to find out how they can handle it in their organizations. But some companies are waiting until that rule comes down because they are afraid of losing those key employees.
Absolutely. You know, and talking about employees that companies may lose, one of the big things, we talked about core employees. When you have a core employee that leaves, man, that is a lot of experience that is walking out the door.
And that's what they're worried about. I was talking to these CFOs, and one of their biggest concerns, according to a PwC study, was 81% of them are concerned about turnover. You can't lose those key people. Imagine if it's an IT company and you lose those key components that are going to keep your competitive advantage. It's very disruptive to the entire company.
Well, not only that, but they could take their experience from your company and go to a rival company as well.
Without question. And actually, in the technology world, they often are flight risks for that reason. They can be poached by a competitor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of that going on. What do you see in your industry? What do you see? Do you see a lot of poaching going on from company to company?
Right now, yes. The environment is right to say, would you like to come and be with us? But it's incumbent on the employer to say, well, this is why you should come. This is why we have an arrangement that's desirable for you.
Yes, absolutely. I work in the automotive field. Right now, the average age of an automotive technician is 44 years old across the country. A lot of young people are not coming into the business, and it is getting tough. Every company that I know, every automotive repair place that I know is looking for automotive mechanics.
And I actually saw a report this morning where they were trying to, this is for truck drivers, not automotive mechanics, but to get high school kids to start taking the truck driving lessons and training now. And so that's where companies have to be a little bit more creative in certain industries. start to recruit them and bring them into the trade positions a lot earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just even go take a little farther. You know, most schools today do not have vocational centers or have shop classes or anything else inside there to where they would have some sort of training coming out of high school.
And that's a shame because those are great careers. They make a lot of money. Where would we all be without plumbers, mechanics, electricians? Those are the people that we all need. And they really have a great career path. And it's something that they should be exposed to in high school.
No, I agree 100%. I think that's one thing where the education system is missing a lot. I don't even know how much they try to prepare kids, you know, for life after high school. Sometimes it seems like they're just babysitting.
Right. And college is not for everyone. And there are so many opportunities in other skills that are, again, very, very necessary. All we have to do is look at the supply chain situation and see how valuable those industries are.
Now, we have a lot of employers listening here on the on KMOX every evening as well. What kind of advice do you have to employers as far as keeping their core employees and also trying to find good employees?
I am a big proponent of today's predictive data and analytics to help more strategically build high-performing teams. And I really do think that they should look into that as an option to not only help with retention, but to help them attract the right fit earlier and put the right people in the right seats.
Yeah, I think that there's certain folks like yourself that will help companies do that. And you know, they don't have the experience. Maybe a lot of companies don't have the experience to look outside their company or look at other markets for valuable people.
Right, and you do have to look out. Be more creative in where you look for employees.
No, you're absolutely right. Hey, Denise Graziano, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX at your service tonight and just really talking about companies and how concerned they are with their employees and don't want to lose their employees, but yet we want to gain good people as well.
My pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
So for folks and more information from you, where can they go?
They can go to our site at GrazianoAssos.com, and you can find all sorts of resources there.
All right. Thanks so much, Denise, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. That's Denise Graziano. She is an expert in talent management and communication strategy. I'll tell you, folks, I know for companies big or small, it is really, really tough to keep your core people, keep your people that you really need, and also trying to find other people to fit into that team as well. It's getting pretty tough out there. I hope things straighten up pretty soon. This is At Your Service on KMOX. My name is Greg Damon. We're going to do a little business. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about teeth. That's right. We got a dentist coming on. Stick around.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everyone. KMOX at your service here on a Tuesday night. 9:32 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to Greg Damon tonight on At Your Service. We got all sorts of great stuff coming up. We're going all the way till 11 o'clock tonight, but we're going to try and kind of shift gears here a little bit. We're going to talk about your teeth. I've and I'll preface this. Well, first, let me introduce our guest, Dr. Craig Schmidtke. He joins us here. He is an oral health expert. Dr. Schmidtke, thanks so much for joining us here on the program tonight. And then I'll tell a little story kind of before we get going.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time, and I'm eager to hear your story. I know you shared it with me in the beforehand a little bit ago, and I think the audience will be pretty impressed to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah, I tell you, folks, I had a major toothache. It was actually underneath a bridge that I had, and it got so bad that I was off work for about 4 days. My face swelled up so bad on my left side. My left eye was completely closed. I had pain all over. I'll tell you, Dr. Schmidtke, it was so bad, I almost wanted to go out to my toolbox and get my drill and just drill it myself to try to alleviate the pain. It was just, couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything else. I think there's nothing worse, obviously, than a toothache.
No, you're absolutely correct. And as an oral surgeon, those are the kind of things that we see on a daily basis. We have a tendency to see more pain than your average general dentist would. And you're absolutely right. It's not one of those things that just kind of sneaks up on you. It hit from out of left field, and quite frankly, it can be absolutely devastating. As you can see, left kept you out of work for 4 days, made you want to do some crazy things that unfortunately we see all too often that people try to do these crazy things on their own, which I implore the audience not to do those kind of things at home. That's for sure. Leave it to the professionals for sure.
Right. It's not the show Jackass. That's for sure.
No. It's definitely not. But the good thing is there are a few things out there that can help you until you can get in to see someone. So hopefully we'll get onto that here shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that I was thinking. I mean, when all the modern stuff about dentistry today. I mean. When I go to the dentist, and he has to do any sort of cavity repair or anything else, it means like you don't even feel the needle anymore. That's how advanced it is, and it's like you can have a root canal and not have any pain whatsoever.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, things have come a long way. I come from a family of seven dentists, so now in my early 50s, back in the 70s when I was kind of the family guinea pig, you name it, they you name it, they practiced on me, and they didn't necessarily have to be nice to me. But things have definitely changed drastically. I mean, we see that, indeed people have very little discomfort, but as far as a toothache is concerned, like you had, those are some of the situations, and I think you relate to me that your friend who's your dentist said that, it would have been impossible to deaden, it would have been impossible to take care of until you got your swelling taken care of. But as I said, these are the kind of things that just kind of, they don't kind of malinger on and all of a sudden, after a couple of days of slight pain hurt you, they come on in a vengeance and a fury. And like you saw, your swelling came up probably within a matter of hours.
Right.
And so it's one of those scenarios where unfortunately that seems to always happen at the wrong time, whether that's Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving or the weekend or Saturday night or what have you. And you know as well as I do, there's very little that they're actually going to do other than maybe give you some antibiotics at the emergency room. And, we're all quite frightened with going to the emergency rooms now just with the COVID crisis and things like that. So you want to try to buy yourself as much time as you can. And, that's the whole purpose of my being on your show this evening is to tell people we've got a product out there that, will buy you that time till you can get in and get some definitive treatment for sure.
Yeah, I wish I could have had that. I got to tell you, because I eventually had to go to the emergency room and have IV antibiotics. Felt much better after that. But my friend, the dentist, I was going in. That was on the weekend, and I was going in on Wednesday to have it have a root canal done on it. And he's like, you're still pretty swollen. I'm like, look, man, I've never been happier to see you. You're going to do this no matter what. I don't care what the pain is. So.
Yeah, we can sometimes be your best friend and also your worst enemy. But as you were saying, the product that I developed is all natural. It's called Orca Pain Relief Putty, and it's kind of a consistency of a softened Tootsie Roll, if you will. And you know, anyone who's gone out and had a toothache on a Saturday night and went out and decided they wanted to purchase something to try to help their pain, they realize that it runs all over the place. It makes their throat numb. It doesn't take care of their discomfort. And, you know, over the last 27 years of treating patients with severe tooth pain, I kind of figured, how in the world can I make this happen with something that's all natural, and all the products that we have are essential oils and other products that are like that are considered safe and natural. And one day I was at the movies with my kids, and I got one of those juju fruits caught in my teeth, and it hit me. And I said, what if I could figure out a way to take these essential oils and these products that I use to treat dry sockets on a daily basis and get that into something that's going to actually stay on the tooth or stay on the gums? And lo and behold, after about 3 years of trial and error and deep study, we found something that has definitely changed that space, if you will, since there really hasn't been any kind of ingenuity in that whole arena over decades. So we think we're onto something that's really good, and we've seen patients have a decrease in their pain from about a 7 or an 8 to a 1 within 9 minutes, and that's on about 200 patients. It's funny you would say that you had that situation the other day. I had a patient come in the office this morning, and my wife helps me out at the office sometimes. She says, you need to put Orca on this lady's tooth. And I said, why? She said, she's crying. And I said, all right, I'll go in there and do it. And I put some on her tooth, and literally I walked out of the room. She came into my office a few minutes later, and she said, you're a magician. She said, she loves you. She said her pain's down to less than a 1 in about 8 minutes. She said she hasn't had that much relief in about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So it's, it's pretty remarkable. And quite honestly, it has performed better than I ever could have anticipated. And quite honestly, people say, well, what's the magic? Well, the magic is that it's a combination of all natural things that just happen to work together, that they, you know, it's just like someone, you know, like 10 people one person trying to push a car, whereas 10 people pushing a car manages to move that car a whole lot easier. And so, it just manages. It just does it.
Well, you know, and that's really, for a lot of folks, you know, what exactly causes toothache pain to start with?
Well, you know, most people like yourself, you know, you probably had some decay up underneath your bridge, and obviously that decay ended up getting through the layers of the tooth. And as you know, there's three layers of a tooth. There's the outer part that we all hear about, the enamel, but then where the moneymaker is on the inside, where you've got the nerve of the tooth and the dentin of the tooth. And the dentin of the tooth, quite honestly, is just nothing more than a honeycomb. And that honeycomb has water in it that moves back and forth. And that water that moves back and forth, it's kind of like if you have air hit the tooth or if you have sugar hit the tooth, that water will move one direction or the other. And when it does that, it stimulates that nerve that's in your tooth. And that's the reason why. And in my opinion, it's, you know, because we are so much closer to the brainstem with those nerves, you have a tendency to feel that pain so much more. And also, you know, you'll always see that more often in the evenings, because in the evenings we have these glands on the top of our kidneys called adrenal glands that help us deal with stresses. They secrete steroids that help us deal with stress. Well, they like to take a break at night, and that's why all your pain seems to be worse at night. So, you know, these types of toothaches and whatnot are always worse at night. The decay can cause that. Trauma can cause that. Those types of things. And like I said, it's not just a matter of, you know, coming on slowly. These are the kind of things that come on, you know, in a real hurry.
So now tell me about your product. And so how do you put this right on the tooth? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. So, you know, if you've ever had an injection for surgery or for a filling, if you notice, they don't inject the tooth because they really can't inject the tooth. They inject along the root line of the tooth because that's where the nerves enter the tooth. So if you can imagine, you know, your upper tooth, for example, you've got the tooth itself and there's the little crevices that are in between the teeth. If you take a small pea-sized bit of the material, again, the Orca Pain Relief Putty, and you kind of wedge it between the teeth, but then extend it up along the root line of the tooth. And on our packaging, we have a neat little diagram, and on our website, nomoretoothache.com, there's some videos of how the product is used. And in any event, you just let that sit there, kind of like you would imagine. I mean, I hate to use the term of chewing tobacco, but when we were kids, you'd put a little piece of gum up in the crevice of your cheek. You just let that sit there and let it dissolve, and it's almost magical. Some of my colleagues have used it on their patients. I've been using it on my patients actually for the last 3 years since I developed it. But honestly, in the last 2 years, I haven't given a preoperative pain prescription for opioids in over a year since using this. Patients will pick this up and use that And that's a huge, huge thing. I mean, obviously, with the opioid crisis and the number of people that are overdosing, and kind of the doublespeak that was done by the by the different manufacturers and whatnot over the years, this has been something that's been definitely revolutionary and helpful to that cause as well.
No, it sounds phenomenal. That's for sure. Because as somebody that suffers from toothache pain every once in a while, I mean, you're always looking for something. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, there's really been no advancement in that. You know, you can go put this thing with a couple drops on there and it tastes really bad and, you know, may or may not help.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, the advancement is fantastic. And the hard part about it is that, you know, when you need this product, you need it. And I invariably, like I said, I've been doing this for 27 years. Invariably, it's always at the wrong time. And, you know, you look in your medicine cabinet, you've got how many bottles of Tylenol, how many bottles of Motrin, how many boxes of Band-Aids. You've got all these things sitting in your, sitting in your medicine cabinet, and you don't use them every single day, but you're just waiting for the day you cut your finger open with a knife, or the day you have a headache or a hangover or whatever that would be. You know, what about the day you have a toothache? And very few people are prepared for that. And most of the time, those other adjuncts will help, but they're not going to nearly target it like this. And, you know, like I said, we see results within 5 to 10 minutes. And generally, we're seeing people have pain relief for 2 to 4 hours. So, you know, our container has eight doses. You know, the price point is very, very reasonable. You know, we're talking under $15. You're in the ballpark about $12.99. And it's, it's a small price to pay, for a weekend that's going to be actually manageable, as opposed to a weekend that could be agony. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. I know 100% exactly what you mean.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect that you would call. I mean, I've spoken to thousands of people, and, you know, over the years, the number of patients that I've seen over the last 27 years is a fairly large number, but it's not nearly the number of people that I can touch, you know, through this product and trying to help those people. So, you know, every little bit we can do to do a good thing for mankind is a great thing. And there's nothing more pleasant than when you've got, you know, a patient like the lady today that was crying and walks out of the office with a smile on her face, even though she hadn't had her tooth out this morning. She's still feeling better. I'm sure she's doing well this evening. I wish we were in the viewership of your program. She'd probably be listening and call in and give a testimonial about it. But, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, it's when people buy products and get other products that are out there, they're always wondering what's the take here. You know, what's the angle? And quite honestly, it's all meant with absolute goodness in our hearts. And we work really, really hard to try to get it out there and to try to help people, just because we see it on a day-to-day basis. You know, you saw it for 2 or 3 days. That's etched in your memory. It's etched in my daily life. And
right.
So if I can get that out of my memory banks, which I probably never will, but if I can make it a little bit more bearable on you and the people listening, then certainly we did a good thing.
No, absolutely. People don't come to see you just because, you know, they want to come see you and hang out. They want, you know, they got an issue. So I know.
True.
I know exactly.
Yeah, I tell that to my patients every day. I tell them, I said, listen, I probably want to be here about as much as you do too. I said, but we need each other. You know, I've got employees that need to feed their families, and you've got a problem that I can fix. And so,
yep,
you know, we try to get along together and make it work. But we know that we're not the most, the most happily seen people in the world. But, you know, we serve our purpose, and it's definitely been worth the ride. And I think this next chapter of my life in creating this product and this company, you know, will hopefully touch even thousands and thousands more people than I could with my own hands.
Doctor, I'm right up here against a break. Can you hang with me some more?
I can.
All right.
I can.
Fantastic. Folks, we have Dr. Craig Schmidtke on the phone with us, and we're talking about your teeth and the toothaches and things like that. He's got some other stuff I want to talk about what was dentistry like early. We'll talk about that coming up. Stick around. More to come. KMOX at your service. Welcome back, my friends. 9:50 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX at your service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair, and we're talking about teeth with Dr. Craig Schmidtke. He is an oral surgeon, also just really an oral health expert. And Dr. Schmidtke, again, thanks for hanging out with us here on KMOX on a Tuesday night.
No, thank you so much. I'm enjoying the time.
So, you know, I got to tell you, I'm really intrigued about this product. You know, for folks that are having tooth issues, I guess, you know, what's some of the things that they can do to try to alleviate that pain themselves?
Sure. You know, some of the, you know, besides using Orca pain relief putty, which, you know, obviously we're here to talk about as well, but, you know, regular run-of-the-mill ibuprofen or Advil, I'm a big fan of Advil liquid gels. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, we're
okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm a big fan of Advil liquid gels just because they have a tendency to seem to absorb a lot faster. You know, obviously folks can use Tylenol. Regular saltwater rinses seem to work very, very well for people as well. And it's crazy because sometimes ice works well, sometimes heat works well. And you know, one of the old remedies that are out there is, you know, clove oil. And clove oil is basically what's known as eugenol. And I will tell you, eugenol is one of the components of Orca pain relief putty. It's natural, and a lot of people may have that floating around the house as well. But, you know, those are some of the remedies that you can use to try to help things out as well. Like I said, definitely don't take matters into your own hands. You know, down here, the old Leatherman trick, you know, the multitasking tool that you have in your pocket. I would definitely not, not pull that one out. You know, here in Southern Alabama where I am, you know, there's always a tendency to want to use a little bit of moonshine. I would probably also stray away from some of that as well. but, you know, again, trying to get yourself through. And quite frankly, you know, the other thing, you know, unfortunately, you had such a large swelling of your face that going to the emergency room was a smart play. But, you know, obviously common sense does not prevail all the time in the world, and especially when you're being a bit irrational about your toothache. So I would implore people to not necessarily flood the emergency rooms, you know, with these types of situations, because as you saw, there really wasn't anything they could do to definitively treat you other than give you some antibiotics. And not unless you're in that type of a situation should you really be heading into the emergency room, unless you could find an all-night dental situation. But in most cases, those really don't exist. They don't exist around here. Sometimes maybe in metropolitan areas they may. But it's a real sticky wicket, as you say, just because there's not that availability that's out there. And there really has never been that availability in the dental arena.
Yeah. So real quick, I got it. Actually, we had a caller call in and wanted to know the name of the product. So tell us real quick what the name of the product is. Where can you get this?
Yeah, it's called Orca, like the whale, O-R-C-A, and that came from oral care. We took the first letters of both. Orca Pain Relief Putty, and it can be found at nomoretoothache.com or at orca-products.com. And actually, believe it or not, our distribution center is right there in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
And so, centrally located in the country, and we're on national TV. I think as of last week, we were seen by 15 million eyeballs, 15 million eyeballs. So, you know, look for our commercial on the TV waves. And, you know, again, we'll have that product out to you in about 2 to 3 days. And I think I would implore everyone to have this on hand. It's not something that, you know, that comes up on you slowly. Like I said, it'll pack a punch and it'll impact your life terribly. And, you know, hopefully if we can make it more bearable for you, then, you know, we did our job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something for me personally. I think I'm going to get some of it just because I don't want to go through that again.
Well, you've got my cell number. Do me a favor and you shoot me a text message with your information, and I'll shoot you some off personally for myself.
All right, that sounds all fantastic. Right. I appreciate that.
Perfect.
All right, so give it to us.
Bet.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. It's again, it's nomoretoothache.com or orca-products.com. Nomoretoothache.com. Very easy to remember. Head on out to the website. It'll give you a lot of great information, tell you about the story of Orca, tell you what we've done, give you some application videos. We've got another line of professional products that are used in the dental office. So, you know, we're not only just a one trick pony, as I like to say, we've got a tremendous following in the dental community as well with some of our other products. So, you know, we've got things founded in natural ingredients and safety, whereas a lot of the other products are not nearly as safe, and they're most certainly not as effective, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we got about 50 seconds left here, but that was one of the things that I've always wondered about when you have those toothache stuff that you can buy at your local drugstore that may or may not help. You know, it tastes really nasty. I always wondered about what is in that stuff. So,
well, you know, one of the things that's in there is what's called benzocaine. And benzocaine, and if you were to go to one of the major competitors' product site, they have full-page disclaimers that benzocaine can cause a problem called methemoglobinemia, which can even actually lead to death, for example, in children.
Wow, that's crazy. So I'm just about out of time here. So,
but, yeah. So I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Folks, that is Dr. Craig Schmidtke. I tell you what, check out his product. Sounds really neat to me. I think I'm going to get some of it. Man, I hate having toothaches, and that was one horrible experience I had. Hey, we'll see you on the other side of news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.